Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever, episode 54?
56.
We're getting up there.
I know.
Pretty soon we're going to be like collecting Social Security.
Do we get that still?
I hope. Probably not.
56. Wow. I feel like this every time we like, we're like, wow, that's so many. But like 56 is a lot.
Now we've been doing it for over a year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We actually just had like a big brainstorming meeting about like, what does the next year look like for 20 whatever? And that was really interesting because I feel like our first year of 20 whatever was like, let's just try a bunch of different stuff, figure it out. I feel like even us just getting comfortable, like, how do you drive a conversation on camera? Mm-hmm. What topics are the audience interested in? Adding things like the group chat. Like, it's been a lot of exploration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first year.
Yeah.
It's a lot of R&D, research and development. Mm-hmm. And now we're like, okay, let's like, we've got ourselves figured out.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's so fun because it's like, it's giving endless possibilities and like we can do so many things mm-hmm. that we like, that we get to like want to do,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, instead of like, well, we need to do this thing because we just started. Right. Okay. Right. We got to do this thing. But now it's like, we're a little established. Like we can do a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And like we've said in the last episode was that Halloween is upon us.
Yes.
So we have been also having a lot of brainstorming sessions about that.
And like, I hate to like set the bar so high that then like I feel like we have to live up to it. But like our costumes last year were so good. Like I know we're going to kill it this year.
Yeah.
We have to.
No option.
Yeah. As I was preparing for the deck, I was like, dude, we have to top next year. Like last year. And right. last year was so great that I'm like, holy shit. Well, we got to bring it this year.
Us in the shark costumes.
Dude. Yeah.
And you as Katy Perry. That was my favorite.
That was so fun.
Well, it's not even like, we not only had killer costumes, right? Even the episodes were great, but we were like learning choreography mm-hmm. and like songs.
Creating like choreography.
Yes.
Like on the spot, in an alley.
Yes. Uh-huh. We were literally not just like got the costumes and looked great. Like we were like putting on a performance.
I know.
But of course we were.
The theater girls in us were like, all right, well, we arrived to set. We put on our costumes. Now what are we doing? A 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Strut like you mean it in the middle of this alley. And then we went viral on TikTok.
Yep,
so, you know, I'm really hoping.
Listen, we have to go viral again.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, as I was planning, I was like, virality, what is going to give it? What is going to wow? I'm thinking Beyonce. Yes. Like, I want something good.
Yeah. On the bar, one viral TikTok.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, God. Good luck to us.
I know.
We better really bring it. So if you want to see it, make sure to subscribe.
Yes.
Because if you don't subscribe, then how will you know? But you need to know. This is vital information. Okay. Subscribe. We're also trying to get to 100K. So that will also help us meet our goals and keep you guys updated.
And before we hop into today's topic, I have a message from the group chat. This was sent from Anonymous. And they said, what is your biggest regret in your 20s?
Ooh.
That's a juicy question, you guys.
I know. Damn.
Biggest regret.
Mine's like a little morbid.
Okay.
When is it
please.
Not?
I'm like, give it to us.
Yeah.
Give it to us. I think dating so early into my 20s, like being in a like more committed, serious relationship right out of high school.
Mm.
And while I don't necessarily regret all of that relationship, it definitely, like, I didn't go out and, like, date and find out, right, like, how to navigate social interactions like that. So mm-hmm. I'm, like, 26 now and being like, okay, my first date of my entire life.
Right. Yeah.
Which is okay. Like, not saying anyone has to date, but I definitely regret being in something so committed so young.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe I'm just saying that because it didn't work out, but still.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I feel similar. No, I don't have regret. I just, like, didn't date in my early 20s too. I was like, either didn't date and then, like, fell into, like, very committed relationships. But, like, after my, like, last breakup that was, like, super intense, I was going on, like, first dates for the first time. And I remember being like, I've never gone on a first date with a stranger in my life. Like, I do not know how to have these conversations. Like, am I being weird? Like, what's going on? And I felt, like, too old to, like, not have had these experiences, which is also, like, not real.
Right.
You're not too old for anything. Like,
never
too old. Your experiences are your experiences. But I did have, like, that same feeling of, like, I've never navigated these conversations or these, like, social interactions before, and I feel weird.
I mean, that's, like, why it's so, like, tricky to, like, the whole dating thing. You're like, do I do dating apps? Like, do I just go out in public and say hi to, like, people and, like, mingle or how? And it's just, like, the exercise of going on dates and asking questions and seeing what the tea is. And that's why I see how, like, you're like, dang, I was just so consumed, because relationships are consuming and like, you don't spend that time just talking and chit-chatting and meeting
so
many
people. Well, it's like casual dating too. Because it was like, I'd only have ever done, like, the serial monogamy and being like, oh, I have to learn a whole new thing. But also that's, like, the joy of your 20s. You're like, I get to and I can learn new things.
Right.
And it's been really cool, Jess, like, as a friend to watch you, like, really flourish in that. Like, I feel like you are, like, you're like a flower blooming in this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You are just this, like, joy and this just, like, zest for life that you really truly have.
Yeah.
Has, like, come out, like, in fold even more since you've started, you know, exploring other things post breakup.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
It's tea.
So what do you regret in your 20s?
I think my biggest regret is not viewing self-care and especially therapy as preventative. I think a huge thing for me was when my miscarriage happened, I realized, like, I am in this absolute bottomless pit of despair, which obviously I never could have known that was coming. But, like, then it took me you know how long it takes to, like, finally have your appointment with your therapist once you schedule it. I wish I would have just been, like, kind of constantly in therapy, especially as someone with, you know, a mental health issue, having bipolar disorder. Like, that doesn't go away. It waxes and wanes. It gets easier and it gets harder. But when I was in easy times, I would just be like, well it's great right now.
Right.
And whether it's something in my life happening, like a miscarriage, or if it's my mental health taking a downturn, you don't always know when those things are going to come up. And I wish I would have been prioritizing self-care and therapy all the time, because I think that would have made those bottomless pits of despair less bottomless.
Right.
Or at least would have given me a rope hanging down into the pit.
Right. That's a really good one. And we've talked about that before, where you're like, just because it's good really doesn't mean it's always going to be good. Yeah. And, like, that's how life works. So, like, set yourself up for success when you're not doing well.
Yes.
For the times and the moments that you're not doing well.
Because when you're in the thick of it, it's so much harder to pull yourself out.
Oh my
out.
God. And make the appointment and call the people.
Yeah,
and do
you're
the
like,
thing.
I don't want to do anything. So how could I even have, like, the will to make an appointment?
And then when you finally do get the will, they're like, great, and we'll see you in 2026.
You're like, sick. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Well, hopefully my problems will be solved by then.
Yep.
You're like, actually, I feel like I'll be good.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually just cancel it. I'll probably figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll vibe it out.
That's where, like, I know there are a lot of issues and problems with, like, some online therapies, like BetterHelp and stuff, like, I know has gotten a lot of backlash. But that genuinely was such, like, a lifeline for me when I was waiting for my, like, therapy through my insurance to, you know, finally have the appointment 8 weeks later. Mm-hmm. I was able to, like, use that and get therapy, like, within 4 days.
Right. Mm.
And so even though, like, I know there are issues with that and, like, valid issues, like, for me, genuinely, like, that I didn't have any other options for immediate help unless I wanted to, like, commit myself to an institution, which I didn't feel like I was, like, I mean, I was close.
Right.
I got close. But I wanted to, like, not just immediately have to go to that. Like,
Right.
It's either, would you like to commit yourself to an institution or wait 8 weeks? And it's like, could I have an in-between, please?
Is there right. a is there, C? Yeah. Is there an option C?
Yes. And totally. So that's where that was really helpful for me, where I like made my appointment and got established care with like a therapist through my insurance, but also was able to use like BetterHelp to get a therapist right away.
Like mm-hmm. immediate
help. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not sponsored by BetterHelp, but right. I just, you know, that was something for me that felt like the only option and it genuinely helped.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, it is. That's a really good one. Do you have one?
No, please. Okay.
I was like, please give me something.
Maybe people pleasing. That's been like the biggest thing I feel like through the past couple years of knowing you, I've seen you just like really like let go of.
Yeah, T. Yeah.
And you seem so much more light and free.
And I totally agree, but I'm trying to figure out if it had to be that way. Like, I don't know if, like, it's like, do I regret it? I don't know, because then I don't think that I would be who I am now here. Mm. And, like, that is just who I am to my damn core.
Right.
And so, like, people, like, I'd be, like, chopping off, like, a huge piece of me. So I feel like, yes, I'm so glad that now I'm here and can go work around that. But I think that that was just, like, my thing to carry. And that was just something that I learned from. And because of it, I've learned so many other different things that I don't know if I regret that, which is how I'm trying to think about this answer, because
right.
I'm gonna be like, I regret this, I regret that, but somehow it still got me here, and
mm-hmm.
you don't regret it because it was a necessary part of your journey.
Yeah,
and I love that.
And I truly, even with my really lows and the shitty shit, it's like, but it's still in some way I learned something from it, or I was like, okay, what is this situation teaching me? So I don't think. I know it's crazy to say, but I really don't think I regret it, you guys. Like, I'm glad how it happened. It was so fucking hard sometimes, but
right.
I think that was my story.
No regrets. Right.
No regrets. No regrets. Not even one letter.
I love that. I mean, it's a very interesting way to look at it, because it's easy to be like, yeah, I regret all that shit that I ever did for anybody because I could have done it for right. myself.
Mm-hmm.
But if that was the journey, then that was the journey and you're here now. And you can only learn from it.
Yeah.
You know, like, now that you're aware of it, I mean, that's the tragic part too, is that you're aware now. So when you do people please, you're like, fuck.
Oh my gosh, because I'm like, you didn't do that for yourself.
Right,
like,
because
then
right.
you're like aware.
You're
it's
aware.
The awareness.
Dude, self-awareness, dude. Sometimes.
Self-awareness is a double-edged sword.
Bro, oh it's my
It's like, what
God.
Do they say? Living in Delulu is the Salulu. Yeah. That is what I like to do.
I've never heard that.
Living in Delulu is the Salulu.
Okay.
And that sometimes just is the tea.
Dude, ignorance is bliss sometimes.
Is this the new live, laugh, love?
God, why can't
Stay
you?
Stay delusional, girlies.
Right.
I mean, it's for the best. It's for the best.
I'm just a walking live, laugh, love. Fucking
you are. You are.
Yes.
You are a live, laugh, love decal.
And I live, laugh, love that about you.
T.
Thank you.
T.
Thank you. Me. I'm like, I don't know if I can change. So
I hope you like it.
I know. I'm like, this is me.
Is who I
this
am.
Is the real. I actually don't even know if I knew that about me until Ryan like really whole ass read me and walked into my room and was like, what the is this
because,
sign on your wall? What bro, is this art?
I just couldn't. I mean, obviously, like, I've been in your like room before, like before we lived together, you know, I've been in your room and whatever, like. I also don't think I judged it too hard because it was your childhood bedroom too. So I was just like, you know, this could be shit from when you were 14 for all I know. Like, I know
no,
how
I resonated.
It gives. I was like, I know how it gives. That's fine. But then we moved in together into our adult apartment where you didn't have to hang up that sign. And then you did. And I was like, oh, so this is a choice that she's currently making. Awesome. Sick.
Every morning I sit there and I just look at it and I'm like, yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's her daily affirmation. She's like, I don't have to people please today. Okay.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Let's start the day.
Yeah. And that starting it that way is a choice because you're not people pleasing Ryan.
Thank you. T. Strong.
And listen, and I don't want you to people please for me.
Yeah. You don't want
well,
that
also,
for me.
Also, you
want
to be able to continue hating. That's
yeah,
fun too.
Because
don't
right.
take that from
if
her.
You change, if you change, then I have nothing to make fun of you.
You're
for.
Robbing her of that joy.
Exactly.
Don't you dare.
She's like, Paloma, never change.
Never really? Change. Keep it up. Keep it up.
So if you want to send a message to us for the group chat and possibly have it read on an episode, you can send us a message at 917-810-3045. And let us know in the comments if you have any regrets in your 20s or just your life. And if so, what they are. And if not, why? Because mm-hmm. I really loved your
yeah.
answer with that P.
Thank
that
you
really
so
insightful.
Much.
Thank you so much. Life's crazy, you guys.
Life's
and I think
crazy.
That the older I get, the more I just think about how quickly it's going by. And yeah, it's just so much that happens. I'm so serious. It's just so, and I feel like every time I take a drive from LA to come to shoot the podcast, it's like when I have my reflective thoughts and I'm just like, yeah, Paloma, just enjoy this because like life yeah. is just so, you know, these moments are so
things
fleeting.
Happen in a second. We talked about that too. Like, I can't remember, something happened and we were like, oh, that totally changes what this whole weekend was going to be because of this thing and this thing. And it's like, that's literally how life works. A decision gets made or something happens and it alters everything that's going to happen after that, or like the course of direction it was going in. And that's literally how life is, which is a struggle if you like to control things.
Mm-hmm. At me.
It might be a struggle for you, but there's something freeing about it when you can just be like, I would love for it to go this way, but like, life's yeah. and you kind of take it and ride.
Releasing that story of how it should be, because if you just mm-hmm. ride on like how mm-hmm. It should be this. It's like, right, but you, that's not how it went. And you just need to, I feel like the quicker you are to like accept reality and not resist yeah. stuff, you like enjoy your life more.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like the pushing off and like the resistance mm-hmm. part, I'm like trying to lean into.
Yeah, because everything is coulda, shoulda, woulda. Mm-hmm. Everything. It, like, you could be like, oh, I should have said that. I wish they would have just done this. Why did they? And it's mm-hmm. like, that's a sick cycle.
Yeah.
Because you can't control anybody. Everyone's going to do whatever they want.
And it already happened.
Like, you can learn from that moment and just take that and move on.
But if it would have just went this way,
then we could have done. It's like, okay, but coulda, shoulda, woulda.
But it didn't.
So we have to look at it for what it is, and you got to move on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to move on, man.
Wait, what movie is that from?
Freaking Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not what we're talking about.
Actually, you're right. Yeah.
Kind of.
We wanted to talk about moving out, kind of establishing your own home outside of your parents' home, and just kind of that whole process and where we are now.
Right.
And when you were talking about that whole idea of like, well, if I had just done this differently, everything would have been different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it made me think about when I was trying to decide where I was going to go for school, when I was my senior year in high school and I had gotten, you know, my acceptances and my declines from colleges and I had my decision to make. And I kept having this feeling like, this decision is going to change my life. And what if I make the wrong choice?
Right.
Like, my main two that I was choosing between were Sonoma State and SDSU. I actually committed to Sonoma State and then rescinded it.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. And wow. And I remember having this feeling like, whatever I decide here, my life will take a completely different path. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I'd move back to San Diego after, but probably not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and like, maybe if I go here, I'd do this, but maybe not. And I always had this feeling, and I just remember feeling this weight of like, what if it's the wrong choice?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think you saying that is what I needed to hear then, that there really isn't a wrong choice. It's just a different life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I felt this weight of like, it has to be the right choice. I have to weigh every single piece and make sure I'm doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. When there wasn't really a wrong choice,
right,
at all.
Because like, your life now obviously is amazing and you love it and you yeah. can't see your life being different, but you would feel the same way had you went to Sonoma State and whatever happened. You would be like, I can't imagine my life being any different because yeah. that's...
Can you imagine if I stayed in San Diego?
Exactly. Yeah. It's yeah. like, it's all just choices being made.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, that's why people are like, there's multiple universes because there's a world in which you did choose to go to Sonoma State and you, all that whole life exists somewhere and you're doing the thing. And like, I feel like in situations like that, you can can overthink a decision.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you can't possibly know all the outcomes.
Right.
So what's the point of trying to think of all of them? Like, I probably wouldn't have started YouTube if I would have gone to Sonoma.
Right.
I started it because I was at SDSU and not just feeling super inspired with theater, which is what I was doing there. And I was in this apartment and Steven was living down the street from me and he was like, you should try YouTube. And that probably wouldn't have happened if I went to Sonoma. We wouldn't be here.
Right.
But I didn't know that. And who knows what would have happened if I went to Sonoma.
Right.
But when you were saying that, it just made me realize like how much we put this pressure on ourselves, like where we're moving, especially moving out for the first time, or what we're doing or where we're going to school is like the end all be all. And there's a right and a wrong mm-hmm. when there's not.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think that we constantly feel that feeling. You're like, oh, I just don't want to make the wrong decision, or I just mm-hmm. I want to make the right thing. Like, what is the thing to do? And there is no right or wrong. And
yeah.
I think that is like something that you learn as you get older, where you're mm-hmm. like, oh, dang, it's just choice. And like,
it's just a choice. Yeah.
And choosing is not choosing as well, which is why.
Right. Yeah. Right. Choosing one thing doesn't mean you're not choosing, like, yeah, obviously you're not choosing the other thing, but it's like a choice is just a choice for that one thing. You're not choosing everything after that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't even stay at SDSU.
Right. So you made that choice. So you made that that choice that you were like, holy shit, what? And then it ended up being a whole different story anyways.
To leave. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So when did you guys move out? What's your moving out story?
I moved out the very first time when after college, after I graduated from SDSU, I then moved to LA. And so I was about like 21 or so after college. And then that was my first experience. I moved out with some girls that went to SDSU with me that I actually didn't even know. Like I didn't know them from SDSU. They just like were in the same like SDSU circles. And they were like, oh, we heard that you got a internship in LA. And I also did too. So then we all just like got together through like people, like teachers, honestly. I feel like they were like, oh, I think that one girl's getting a scholarship. You should look into that. So like our teachers kind of set us up and I ended up rooming with them. And that was like my very first time living on my own because I didn't live away from college. I just did the drive. I didn't have that whole, like after the college parties, you got to go home. And we've talked about that where it's a different life of like living on campus and living at home when you're in college and stuff.
Right.
So
how was that experience not only moving out from your parents' house, moving to LA, moving in with girls that you didn't know.
It was amazing. And good. I love that. And I treasure those moments so much in my life. It was like the first time where I like felt like I was on my own. And I was like, oh my God, mom, how do I do this? Like it was very much the, how do I cook the chicken? How do I wash whites and blacks? Basic information. And I was just so happy because I was just like working and I just graduated and I was just in a space full of like creative women. So it just felt really like, oh my God, like, this is life. I don't know. But it was really good. But definitely interesting, like moving out and coming back home. It's a different feel for sure.
Right.
Did you have any roommate issues? Like just adjusting to living with someone other than your family is a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think that with the personalities, it was definitely some stuff that goes on. But it was overall really good because we just worked so much. And so like the girls weren't even home sometimes. And when we did see each other, we were like, oh my God, what the fuck's going on? And like, oh my gosh.
You're all kind of on the same page.
Exactly. And we're all just like, we just graduated, but like, we're trying to get our first job out of college. And like, what the heck is even like, am I even passionate about? Like I studied this, should I even keep doing this? Right. And so there was a lot of conversations of like that. And just like, we had the apartment, but like no couches and like stuff, like, you know, it was just like we were just like so
like
broke
eating pizza
and just,
on living room floor. Yeah, kind of vibe.
So,
yeah,
so I kind of got that like little bit of taste of college and living on your own dorm vibes by living with those girls and just like no parents, you know. So
no parents, no rules.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
I know. What about you, Sarah? Did you live on campus? You did.
I did.
You did.
Yeah. So I lived on campus at SDSU and I lived in like it was basically one dorm, but there were a couple of rooms in it. It was honestly kind of more like an apartment. So there were two doubles and then a single. And then it was like our shared common space, not really like a living room because we didn't have like a couch or anything, but we had like desks. Mm-hmm. There.
Right, right.
And that was nice because I had a single, but I didn't feel isolated because I was connected to the girls in the two doubles. But I had kind of like a weird experience where I like really bonded with one of the girls immediately. And then she became really like possessive of like, we're best friends. And I'm like, I've known you for like a couple days.
Yes.
And so that was kind of like a hard thing to navigate because like I wanted to get to know everyone and like explore different things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what was really nice is all the girls there were really nice. And we all did sorority rush because Greek life at SDSU is huge.
Yeah.
And so it was fun to go through it together. And then it ended up that both the girls in the doubles, because they were both friends already, ended up in the same sorority, and then I was in a sorority, so we were all in Greek life, but like different.
Right.
So it was fun. I remember like I've been watching so much Bama Rush talk right now.
Right.
Like the Alabama sorority rush, which is like next level from SDSU. But I got sucked into that, and it reminded me of like coming home every day from rush into the dorm and us all like having like a little, you know, debrief after of like, okay, what'd you think of this house and this house? And
that sounds so fun.
Yeah.
That gives kind of like the night after, like sitting together and just like talking about what happened. Like, yeah, I love this debrief. I love
totally.
A debrief.
Yeah.
That was kind of a nice stepping stone because it wasn't like really living on our own. Like we had an RA.
Mm.
We didn't have any furniture because it's a dorm. It's, you know, pre-furnished.
Right.
We're on campus. And then I had a little, not little, I had a huge mental breakdown.
Oh.
And that is what led me to leaving SDSU, along with my major being cut and just all sorts of issues that I was having. So I kept going to SDSU, but I moved out of the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing like half my schooling online, half at SDSU. And I got an apartment. And that was like, to me, I'm on my own.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, oh my God. Like, I am a full adult by myself, paying rent, buying groceries. Because that's the other thing. On campus, we had a meal plan. Like,
right.
We didn't even have like a full kitchen.
Right.
So that was like a big wake up call of like, all right, you have to like learn how to do stuff and like be a full adult. And also, that was kind of like a weird transitional period where when I was in the dorms and I went home, which I could do somewhat often because, like, you know, same general area. And when I would go home from the dorms, it was very much like, now I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
From this place that I'm staying, being the dorms, now I'm right. home.
Kind of like camp.
Yeah. And now I'm back in my room and my bed and my parents are here and I know where the cups are in the kitchen and everything. And I know this is my place.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in my apartment, I remember having this feeling of like, I don't, like, where's my home?
Mm-hmm.
Neither right. of these places feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And now I very much feel like, you know, this is my home. And when I go to my parents' house, I don't always know where the cups are anymore. And
right.
I knock before I come in sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And my childhood bedroom is my dad's office. And like, it's this weird thing where at some point between that first apartment and now, that isn't my home anymore.
Right.
Now I'm going to my parents' house. I'm not going home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, the switch to it being like from your house to the parents' house
yep.
is like an interesting line.
I feel like my parents are like, this is your home. And I'm like, no, yeah, like, yes. And I feel comfortable here. Like, it's my home. And like, I know everybody in here. I know the things that go on. But like, this isn't like really my home.
Oh, that
and
hurt
I
me.
Think that they like.
It no, it
makes them sad. Like,
it
and I'm like, it's not personal. Like, I'm not saying that, like, this isn't my house. Like, but like, it's not like that. But like,
that same soundbite, like, it like struck a chord because I remember my mom's being like, what do you mean? Like, this is still your house. And I remember like looking at her and being like, I remember what it was. She was like, so what do you think? Like, I had already moved out like 2 years or whatever. And she was just like, oh, well, I'm thinking about like doing this for the door for your closet. And I'm like, yeah, sure. She's like, what do you want? And I'm like, whatever you want. Like, this is like the guest room. So like, whatever. And following up with like, but this is your home too. And like, and I remember having that conversation and being like, looking at her kind of like, I totally hear you and I feel that. But like, ma, this is not my home anymore. And I saw like that moment of
yeah.
like,
ouch. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And shortly after, my room has like turned into like my brother's room because I had like the bigger room. So like I'm now in my brother's old room. So like my room is no longer my room, which is like so, which obviously that first time going back and seeing that your room isn't your room anymore, you're like,
mm-hmm.
wait a minute. Why are all my trophies in a box?
Yes. Right. Not my trophies in a box. No, right.
My
right.
safety patrol trophy.
Right.
My singular one.
Yeah.
And there are those things that you find that are like the relics of like it used to be yours. You know, like maybe the trophies aren't up, but you find them in the closet or like whatever it is. And that's always fun too, because it's like, oh, no. I left little scars here.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And just so you, like, this was mine.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows.
Like, Dad, that's your office now, but it's still painted turquoise, and I have a depression painting in the closet wall. So, whose is it really?
My Chris Angel poster is still in my brother's closet.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
No, right.
I, like, somehow ended up there, and I was like, not this man still being in here.
That's
like,
where he belongs.
He never removed him, because, like, what? He just moved right. in, and my brother was like, eh, whatever.
I'm like, I know that guy. He's been here for years.
Yeah. How does it feel like for you, Ryan, when you come home?
It definitely doesn't feel as comfortable, but I think it's just because, like, I don't have a room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not even, like, an extra room. Like, when lockdown happened, both of my parents started working from home, like, exclusively. And then my mom ended up going back to work, so she still works, you know, Monday through Friday in the office. But my dad, he stayed remote.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now he's been remote for 3 years. And they didn't have an office, and so
is your room his office?
My room's his office.
Right here.
Yeah,
we got booted.
We did. So now I like I don't even have like a room to stay in. So when I come, I have to sleep like with my sister or like on the couch.
Yeah,
and I'm like, Yeah, this definitely doesn't feel like how it felt when I lived here, obviously, because I don't have my own space or like a door mm-hmm. or like anywhere. And I do kind of just feel like I'm in everybody's way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because like I know that I come here because I got stuff to do when I'm like vibing or whatever. But like everyone else is living their lives. My siblings are going to school. My parents are working. Like everybody's got their own shit. And I just like come in and I'm like, hey, everybody, like,
yeah,
why is the fridge empty?
I know. Are there relics in your dad's office?
Well, I did have my sister's room first.
Okay.
So I had my sister's room before I moved out the first time. And then when I came back during COVID, I did have the downstairs room. So I've moved around, but my sister's room still kind of looks like my room. Like the curtains in there are like turquoise, and like she's definitely tried to like switch it up. The bed is the same.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
we gotta get the Ryan stuff out of here.
Yeah. Except she's kind of like,
I like it.
Yeah.
I
like it. Well, yeah. You're her cool big sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it does feel like that, but it's very much not my room.
Mm.
And it's very much like a bunch of her shit just like everywhere. And I'm like, I'm not even like, my mom's like, Rosalyn, why didn't you clean up? The writing's coming. And I'm like, it's, bro, this is her room.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Like, she lives here and it's whatever. But yeah, it definitely feels weird to go home. I feel like comfortable there, but I'm like, it's definitely not the same vibe at all.
You're visiting.
Mm-hmm. I'm visiting.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And that's an interesting thing too, because I live in the same area as my parents. I haven't slept at my parents' house in years.
Oh, right. Because you could just leave.
Yeah.
And go home.
I slept there one Christmas Eve in college. Like I wanted to like, even though I had my apartment, like I wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, I sleep at my house. We come over in the morning for Christmas.
Right.
Right.
Like, I don't, like, that would feel so strange.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To sleep there again.
I didn't even think about that.
And where would I sleep?
Right.
Just right. curl up right. in bed with my parents. I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Right.
Remember when I used to do this every time I had nightmares?
And they're like, right. Yes. Yes, we
and
remember.
Leave.
Yeah, get out. I didn't even think about that, right? Because you're close enough to where you, why would you need to stay?
Yeah.
And like when we come, we're like, they're prepping for us to stay because we can't like leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
At my brother's engagement party a couple weeks ago, I needed like hairspray or something. And I went up to my mom's bathroom and I walked in and I was like, there's something about this that feels like weird and eerie. And also, like, you know how parents, like, never get new products?
Yes.
Right.
Like, so there's the same, like, you know, candle that has been in my mom's bathroom since 2006.
Right.
And
right.
I used to, like, see every single time I went up there to take a bath in their bathroom because they had the big bathtub.
Right. Right. Right.
And then my mom would yell at me for taking too long.
Right.
Because she's like, go back to your bathroom.
Yep.
I don't have a bathtub.
My mom always knows when I've been in her closet or, like, in her stuff. Because obviously if I take some like a sweatshirt or something, she's like, oh, found that. And I'm like, yep, did. Or like I use her products and she's like, okay.
Speaking of which, can we talk about your iconic TikTok going through your mom's sweatshirt collection?
Okay.
That yes. was funny as hell.
That was
please,
so
let's actually
good.
Try to- so, okay. That was like not pre-planned. That literally when I said in the TikTok, I was leaving in 5 minutes. Somebody was coming to pick me up in 5 minutes. But I went into her closet to do something, I think put something back or whatever. And I saw all these new sweatshirts that like said all these things on it. And I was like, this is so ridiculous. And there's so many, like this is obviously her brand. And I was like, this would be kind of a funny TikTok. I was like, I don't have time for this, but I'm going to do it. So I just filmed it all. And I was like, mom. And then I didn't tell her that I like did that. And so she saw it on TikTok. And I was like, also stop following me on TikTok, but it's okay.
I'm on the edge of my seat for part two.
I want to do a part
you
two.
Have
I can.
To.
I literally, the amount of sweaters she has. Also, I was talking to her today. TikTok shop has my mom in a chokehold. Like she's like, oh yeah, I bought this. And every time I see her, she's like, I bought all these things from TikTok shop. And I was like, stop. You're feeding the algorithm. She's like, no, I just see it. I'm like, because I know you don't understand how TikTok and like FYP works, but you're
just
feeding it. She's like, it just comes to me. I'm like, I know because you interact with it. Because
they're like, yes. This is our target demo.
That
she will buy.
Every
she
time
will.
We show her, buy.
Yes. Yes.
Instantly.
Instantly.
We were just saying that like, I feel like TikTok's becoming like QVC.
Yeah.
Because that's like what people used to do is they'd sit at home and, you know, watch their TV and you need to buy this electronic cat litter box. And you're like, yes, of course. Like,
of course I need that.
And that's so true though. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even think of that till right now. And you're so right. The layer's like, this is my favorite and you should. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, oh my God.
Well, it's so hard to tell like what's an ad and what's not an ad.
Yeah.
Right now.
The Air Stick. Have you guys seen that? It's like this, like just little holder for your phone for filming. I swear.
Yes. Oh yeah.
That is on my For You page every 5 videos.
Is it that one that you literally just put on the mirror and it's just like a little every time and it's like a new creator showing it to me. I'm like, babes, I don't want it.
We should do a Schulte channel video testing TikTok shop products.
We should,
because I want to buy it, but also I'm like, I see that eligible for commission sticker.
Right.
So
right. So what's the truth?
So yes, what's the truth? I know. What other is the one
that's trending that I see that it's like the removal for hair? Like they're like, oh, with the light and all you, it's like a little machine.
Oh, it's like a.
Oh, isn't that the Kenzie Cosmetics one?
I couldn't confirm. But it could be like the.
You just put it over and it zaps
a light. And then they're like doing it. Yeah. And I'm like, that's like on my FYP right now. And I'm like, okay. And the snail cream that I recommended you guys a long time ago.
Yep.
The girlies found out about it on TikTok and they're like, I'm like, oh, dang it.
You should get that eligible for commission sticker.
Thank you. Which because the prices have been going up because y'all are loving it. And I'm like, yeah, damn. Right. I'm like, I didn't gatekeep it. I told y'all a year ago. So
that's tea.
But yeah, tell us. I know when they find out, it's bad. You know? Remember when the girls found out about collagen? They were like, oh my God.
Yes. And like, the wax hair sticks. I was like, geez,
Louise. Oh my gosh.
Now we're all using the hair sticks. Now you can buy them for like $40 because they hiked the price up.
But the brand that like, I remember like the Jenners were using, it was like a Japanese brand or something. It was like a specific brand. Mm-hmm. I remember had like the birds on it. And that stuff had, the product price has gone astronomically.
Yeah, skyrocketed.
So expensive.
Yeah.
But I guess that's supply and demand.
Yep.
Yep. And that's how that works.
But yes, moving out. TikTok shop and moving out.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's TikTok shop things for moving out. Can you imagine?
Has got to be.
They're selling me different types of ice cubes now. I'm like,
wait, have you seen the one? I know she just said anyways, but quickly.
I'm sorry.
Quickly.
She was like, I was trying to transition, not add fuel.
Have you seen the one, the ice thing where you literally put on and you just push a button and all the ice falls out?
No.
Dude, that I actually am going to buy it.
Okay, send me
please
the link.
Do. I will send the link. I will send
the
link.
Get a commission too. Yeah.
I will.
But moving out.
Yes.
Are we ready? Are we going to do it?
No, we're good. We're good.
I know you've touched on it before and, you know, moving to New York and everything. And that was, you know, obviously like a big experience in your life. But is there anything in that you feel like really changed the core of who you are, was really difficult or?
Oh, yeah. I think the entire course of my life changed when I left for New York. One, because I never not lived at home. And then I went from living at home to moving to an entirely different state across the country. And, you know, my relationship with my parents not being good. So I didn't get the opportunity to be like, hey, mom, how do you do XYZ thing? I was like, well, fucking, I got to figure it out. Good YouTube university, because I don't know what's going on. And it's not because I couldn't call my mom and ask her and she wouldn't have told me. But it was just like, that's just not where the relationship was at that point. So I not only had to navigate how to live alone for the first time, I also had to figure out how to live in a state I've never lived in, with a climate I've never lived in, with people that I didn't know. Like, I literally was me, myself, and I trying to be an adult for the first time in every single sense of the meaning of, like, trying to be an adult.
Yeah.
Right.
And that obviously was really hard. But as an already independent person, I think that unfortunately made me hyper independent, where I was not asking anyone for anything ever.
Right.
And I think that was to my detriment a little bit. And I've had to do a lot of unlearning, you know, because then I went from New York back home, lockdown happened. So then I was back at home, tragic. Oh my God. I mean, we were all like, oh my God, what is going on?
Right.
Back at home with the parents, like having to tell them what we're doing and why we're doing anything. And I'm like,
and going on family walks.
How old am I? Like, am I 17 again? Like, why am I like feeling weird about having a beer right now? Like, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then right after following that, Paloma and I moved in together. So, and that was like a whole different thing too. But I felt like that was like my first like normal, real, like moving out experience, because my parents were there. They moved me in, which was an experience that I didn't get to experience the first time. They moved me in, they drove me, we unpacked together, you know, it was like a whole thing. And, you know, and we just moved to LA. So it wasn't across the country.
Yeah.
And it was closer. But I think like moving in with you obviously was like great. It's like sleepovers every day. But we also had to like figure out how to live together and like be like, okay, so you do this like this at this time. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're a bathroom bitch in the middle of the night. Got it. So you should probably have the bedroom that's connected to the bathroom. Well, I remember having these conversations like, oh, you do get up in the middle of the night to pee? And I'm like, no. And you're like, awesome. I live in the bathroom. So
I live in the bathroom. You know, yeah,
stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, I've had crazy, tragic roommate stories. I've had so many different apartments that I've lived in, all of them in New York and then obviously a few now. But truly living with you was the best roommate situation I've had thus far.
I know. Because, what a time, you guys.
Dude.
Like, and that can make or break a friendship.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
To live with a best friend, right? People always say, don't live with your friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
But when it works.
When it works, it works. I know. We definitely like, well, we risked it for the biscuit because that really could have been like not it.
And not only, not even only that, not only were we living together, we also at that moment were living or working together. We were working for the same company.
That's
so
right.
So we were like in each other. Like, we were just.
It was like
BFFs.
There was no
and
real
you guys
separation.
Hadn't been able to spend as much time together before that because you were in New York and then pandemic.
And we were kind of like, it was still like the remnants of COVID. So like it was in LA and that kind of like took a minute for LA to open back up. So we kind of spent a lot of time like kind of still like inside.
Oh yeah. I mean, when we first moved there, there was nothing open.
Yeah.
Still. Like,
it was like lockdown light.
Yeah.
Yes. Like you could like go outside and everyone, like no one's freaking out about you being outside.
But like restaurants,
stores, like that was like not it.
Ghost town. I mean, that kind of is what happened to LA for a long time.
Yeah. So we did spend a lot of time together. And it is kind of crazy that it didn't end up in shambles.
Good for us. You guys.
Good for us.
And that's on communication also.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, we're still humans with different backgrounds and different stuff.
Yeah. So,
You know what?
Good for us.
I am
We should
really
do it again. We should try again.
Which, by the way, like I had Rachel asked me recently and was how's like the new place? And girl Ryan over here. And I was like, oh, it was really good. She was like, and what else, Paloma? It's miserable and you're terrible and you hate it.
And you hate it and you miss me every day.
Yes, I miss Ryan every single day.
Yes.
And it is so tragic. But I really do feel that way. And like, I feel like we just are FaceTiming each other all the time.
Yeah.
Like unnecessarily on the phone FaceTiming.
Yeah.
I'm like
not talking about anything.
Yeah, we're just on FaceTime all the time.
But that's the best kind. Because you're
right.
Like, I didn't call you for anything other than like, I like you.
And I woke up. I woke up.
My favorite thing is when we've been on for like a long time. And then you just hear like the knock and it's like Ryan being like, hey, like, are you done? Like, I'm here. And Paloma's like, okay, I'm coming.
Right.
I gotta go. This man's hungry. We know. We gotta
eat
or whatever.
I have to go entertain.
We gotta watch a show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fine, call me later.
I know. As heck.
Well, we did live together with Ryan for a year.
Yeah.
So you had a
it feels, and I was thinking the same thing as Sierra was saying, like when she moved in with like Steven, it felt like a lot more. And I don't know if it's because our vibes are so like still college and like when we were together, I when I went home, I was still like, oh well, this is my kind of like home and I live here with like my friends and my boyfriend or whatever. But like moving into this other home with just my boyfriend and like not my pal, like my bestie's not like there to always be like, and fuck this guy, like, yeah, whatever. because who knows, like, you know, whatever,
right?
But now I'm like, oh no, girl, like, you are moving in with like this man, like, I live with a man,
right?
Only a man.
Right.
So,
right.
And it was like that step of like, oh my gosh. And like, we have to start setting rules of like our house rules. Like, this is not just us with a roommate. Like, Ryan, this is our home
and your life.
And it's
my life.
And you don't get to be like, well, this is what I'm doing because I'm one person, right? When you have a roommate, like, you're allowed to do whatever it is you need to do. But like, collectively, what is the rule?
And we were like kind of setting like the home rules, like, in this home, like, we don't do that or we do this and we that. And in those moments, I realized, like, it doesn't have to be the same as what the rules are in my parents' home. Because at my house, we don't do that or we don't say that kind of stuff. So, like, when I even catch myself, like, visiting at home, I'm like, oh, well, at my house, we don't do that. Or, like, that's not something. And I can, like, see the difference of, like, this, my parents' house is no longer my home. And that's, like, kind of, like, I feel, like, new. Like, I really am in my home. Like, LA is my home. And it didn't feel like that until, like, really, really recently.
Do you feel like moving in together changed your relationship at all?
Yeah. It made us stronger, for sure. Absolutely. It was just like the – because I feel like you're recommitting yourself.
Totally.
It feels like that. Like we're – because –
because you didn't have to.
Because we didn't have to move in together. We didn't, and it's like us being there together being like, oh, God. Like we are about to start this like another chapter and we're setting our foundation of what our future could be like. And living together is like really seeing what it could be like and just recommitting and being – together and doing the life thing as a collective. And before I feel like it was just like me and my boyfriend and my roommate and like we are doing life, but now it's like me and this man are starting a foundation. It's so weird.
I always say when Steven and I moved in together, I didn't know I wanted to marry him, but once we lived together, like literally within a couple weeks, I was like, oh yeah, this works.
Right.
I can see this forever. Like, yeah. And people, a lot of people, I think, especially growing up in a religious community, tried to like scare me out of it.
Yes. Right.
Like, yes. Most people who move in together don't make it. They break up. Like,
they should.
Yeah. And, like, then, like, they shouldn't be together. They should, I'm going to get married and then be stuck.
Right.
Like, you know?
Right.
But I remember having this kind of that fear seated in me of like, oh, this could ruin everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if I don't like the way he does things, and what if we fight all the time?
Mm-hmm.
But it became so easy.
Yeah.
And our lives worked so well together, and we just so kind of seamlessly, and, you know, with little, you know, bumps here and there, but we pretty seamlessly found like which chores one person likes to do, which chores the other person likes to do, and what our routine is like, and seeing each other before we go to school or work and after. Mm-hmm. And it just so quickly became like, oh, I definitely want this for the rest of my life.
Right. Right. Yeah. You can like get that like little like glimpse into the future. Mm-hmm. And that's how it kind of feels right now. And I'm like, I like the way we are just maneuvering through the home and just everything, and feels much stronger together. So I'm happy.
Yeah. Very good. That. It just feels right.
Yeah, it really does. And I feel so at peace. So I'm just so content. Yay.
Mm, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Me too. I feel like LA feels like where I'm supposed to be, and that feels like home, but I don't feel like my apartment is home. And I didn't feel our apartments were my home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you like, don't I was, feel like vibing. Your parents' house or home.
Yeah, so I don't feel like I have a home.
Mm.
I feel like I have places to stay, and I feel comfortable and safe, and everything's like cool and like fine.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, oh, my home.
Your home is with me, baby.
Exactly.
When you come over to my house for sleepover, like, she's like, I'm home. Actually, she does walk into the house and she's like, baby, I'm home.
Yeah,
so actually.
Just wait till you get the dog, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm moving back in.
That is what
I'm trying to tell you.
Well, that's I know. It's already established. Listen. Ryan and I will probably live together again.
Can't wait.
And we've already like talked. We're like, should we? What's that word? The what's the pounds where lots of people live together?
Compounds.
Yeah.
Or a commune.
Commune.
What is
but that's like, so a compound could just be like lots of people living together.
Okay.
A commune is like communal living where you're like sharing resources. That makes sense.
Is it like a big cul-de-sac, like you just have everyone has
what's that? That's just like a name.
That's just a neighborhood,
right?
And you just all buy houses the same.
I definitely see that in the future.
I know. And just like a big house where like you have the left wing, like your family's on the left wing, and
I'm
then
in
like
the granny flat.
Yeah,
I'm interested to figure out when I feel like I'm like at home.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm in a home. And I don't know if that's just like if I live in a place longer than a year, maybe then I'll feel like, because at that I haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I've moved every year. So I don't know if that's it or if it's just like because I live with somebody that I just met. Also, like if it's the roommate thing that makes me feel like I'm not home, maybe that's it.
Right.
But
yeah.
Well, and if you've moved every year, what's the saying? Like a rolling stone collects no moss.
Mm-hmm.
When you're always moving, you're always going to be – it's never going to have time to settle.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
And well, maybe home is the same through line as the other two. You know you're going to be there for a while. Maybe not forever, but for a while.
Yeah. I think that's the part that I'm like missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we did have that homey feeling like when we were together, like living at our home. I still felt like
– yeah.
Not like my home, but it felt like – this is our home. I don't know. Like, yeah, there's like a sense of like.
Well, I mean, it definitely felt comfortable.
Yeah.
And I felt like this is where I go, lay my head and feel good.
Yeah.
And like, this is it. But I know that this isn't forever.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what it is.
Mm.
Like, I know. Yeah, I'm comfortable. And like, I hope that, I mean, if this is a long time period, but like, I know that this is not forever.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm not going to be like, this is my home. And I'm like pouring into it. And also, you can't really pour into an apartment.
Yeah.
You can't really make, like, obviously you can decorate and you can do the things, but you can't really, like, make it your own home.
Within a year.
You rent it. And
I know.
Within a year.
And even when you do, there's always that clock ticking in your mind. Am I going to renew the lease?
Bro, moved. We just moved, I feel like. And we're like, bro, what are you doing next year? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I know. Like, I was like, do I want to hang this? Because then I'm already damaging the wall. And like, it's too late. No, we have 9 months left.
Right. And like, that's a long time. But it's also like, yeah, but I still have to like think about what's after this.
Right.
And maybe that's it too. Like, I'm still constantly like, yeah, I know I just moved, but like, I'm going to have to start thinking about this in like February.
Well, I could paint, but is it worth it? Am I going to renew the lease or not? And,
right,
you know, I could change out the knobs to my style and what I like,
but like, I'm going to have to put them back.
Right.
And what I'm doing. Yeah. So, but I think I want that.
Mm.
I want that feeling of like, I'm putting some roots down, and not like that I'm not flexible. Like, I'm down to do whatever. The wherever the wind takes me, that's where I want to go. Mm-hmm. But I want to feel like I have a place to go that's mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So.
You will find that soon. I hope so.
I feel it on the horizon.
I was going to say, you've been asked, you've mentioned in conversations, like, having that desire to put some roots down. So I feel like it's coming up for you.
Yeah.
Wow. What a good episode, you guys.
Yeah, that was great. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Let us know in the comments what your experience was like moving out for the first time. And be sure to send us a text at the group chat if you want to be part of that. And we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Bye, guys. Bye.